done, and they interviewed private investigators and fire officials. And
so, in other words, we'll get to see the whole story tomorrow night.
You'll get to see the whole story tomorrow night, including footage of the fire and the house after the fire. It's a very dramatic piece.
Okay.
So here is this caller, and I'm going to play the first section forward.
All right. One of the men I answered to was Thomas Moran. Are you familiar with Thomas Moran?
And the very first reversal here says, is this man an enemy? And I don't know whether that's directed towards you or towards Thomas Moran, but either way, we've got that aggressive type reversal.
Is this man an enemy?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, is this man an enemy?
Correct. And we'll do it one more time.
Is this man an enemy?
And then the second reverse, I believe, is even more aggressive than this. And as soon as you, and as soon as the second reversal is delivered, your whole tone begins to change. And we'll run this forward now.
Yeah, you know all those signs, and we're aware of all these signs. You know, deadly force will be used if you go beyond this perimeter. And
yes. A very aggressive reversal. We all use Nazi love.
We all use Nazi love.
And again,
we all use Nazi love.
Nazi love, and he's talking forwards about the protection and the force that supposedly takes place in this area 51. So I think he's getting into that whole thought pattern, and there's a conspiratorial type. Tone to his voice and the whole way he's speaking, and I can certainly see how he would have gotten your backup. That is this man an enemy, and we all use Nazi love, are two very direct attacking reversals. So, and then your whole tone in the interview shifted fairly dramatically. And let me play you the next reversal on you with. This is right at the very end, and I've got several reversals on you this time. You
Good.
Asked me last time to.
I did. I said, yeah, go ahead and reverse me.
Okay.
Which operates a subsidiary in New York called the Council on Foreign Relations.
Oh, here we go.
There you go. Oh, here we go. And you obviously meant that, because backwards you say exactly the same thing. Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
You hear that?
Yes, I do.
And let's run that forwards and backwards.
Oh, here we go.
And backwards?
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
So at least I'm congruent.
You were very congruent in this particular case. And in point of fact, most of your reversals were quite congruent. A couple of them, I have a couple of questions over some of them, which when we play them, perhaps you can help me solve some of my
mystery. I'd just love to, if it's me.
Okay. Let's getting right along with this. Before we move on to Area 51, we have a whole bunch of other stuff I want to play, and I want to have a quick look at Bill Clinton, and a reversal I found on him the other day that really quite threw me, and I'm just going to simply play it and let people draw their own conclusions.
Sure.
It was from a press conference at he was announcing some changes in tobacco regulations, particularly around teenagers.
Oh, yes.
So let's run this forward.
The health of our people, and especially the health of our children, must be paramount in our thinking, in our vision, and in our efforts. That's why a year ago I worked with the FDA and we launched.
Now, before I play the reversal, one of the things about reverse speech is that reverse speech is complementary to the forward dialogue. By complementary, I mean there is this direct contextual relationship. And when he talks about the FDA, he says in reverse, they pay for dope. And there's my stutter. They pay for
dope.
Dope. Dope.
The F- I'm sorry.
Sorry?
I'm sorry. I keep stepping on it, and I don't mean to. So go ahead.
No, that's fine. They pay for dope, which really, it's a bizarre reversal to hear on tobacco regulations and teenagers.
Yeah, go ahead and do it again.
Okay.
They pay the dope. They pay the dope.
You hear that?
Yep.
And again.
They pay the dope.
And then he says another reversal straight after that that says, how I agree and I accept this.
How I agree, I accept
I accept that.
I agree. Yeah, I'll accept
that. Yep.
And that really concerned me quite dramatically.
They pay for dope.
And then he goes on and qualifies it by saying, I agree and accept this. As I've said many times about reverse speech, some of the reversals I don't understand, but if we're to take reverse speech literally, then the question needs to be asked, what are they doing paying for dope?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
How do you discern between a literal reversal and a metaphoric reversal?
It's by the terminology that the reversal uses, and also by the tonality of the reversals. Metaphoric reversals will have an extremely sing-song, well, reversals have a sing-song etheric tone to it anyway, but the metaphors have this very distinct etheric tone, and it uses archetypal symbols and mythology, wolf, goddess, Lancelot, Garden of Eden. But ultimately, there is still the whole research around what is literal and what is metaphoric is still being researched. Also, they tend to occur in clusters. By clusters, I mean metaphors will run in three or four metaphoric statements all in a row, or literal reversals will also run in a cluster. You'll get three or four of them bunched together.
Typically, I suppose there is no absolute, but typically, how many of the reversals, percentage-wise, turn out to be metaphoric versus literal?
Far more than I would wish. At least 70 to 80%.
Wow.
Of the reversals are metaphoric in nature, and I maintain that is because the unconscious mind thinks and functions in pictures and images or metaphor, and the unconscious mind is by far the greatest region of human consciousness. Only 5 to 10% of the totality of the psyche exists in the conscious area of the mind, and reverse speech is accessing all areas of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting a vast majority of metaphoric reversals. And the whole area of interpretation of reversals is still a science that is being understood and unraveled as we go. There's no doubt in my mind and many of the minds of my peers that the phenomenon of reverse speech itself is...